Ricky's on the line this morning at 8:23. Hey, Ricky.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Man, I got a lot to say on about that Constitution. Look, any sheriff or any governor, just like the mask law, when it comes up, they just, I swore to uphold the Constitution, but, my opinion is, I think we need to keep the permit. We need to get rid of sheriffs and governors and mayors that are not constitutionalists and never let them back in office again, because they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they didn't really mean it. They just said it, and then when it's politically expedient, they'll come and take your guns away from you or pull you over without a warrant and then take them. But this is absolutely a good topic, because this proves that we are being taken over even by our own police and governors and mayors that don't really believe in the Constitution.
Ricky, so when Sheriff Cochran was on Monday with Sean, I don't remember the word for word, but he addressed the idea that this was not a violation of the Constitution,
right?
That you could still have the gun, but they were
to conceal carry. Yeah, so you could still open carry.
Yeah,
right? I don't know. And the sheriff said that it's led to a lot of arrests happening that wouldn't have otherwise happened. But Ricky, I think I heard you on with Sean Monday after. You think that even convicted felons should be allowed to carry weapons, right? Firearms.
Yeah, if they've done their time and go out, brother, we all sinners. We all ain't no good until we get saved and turn to Christ. And the other point is, if somebody goes to time and does their time, they were putting people in prison for smoking weed. Now it's, now it's different. Hmm. Just because you got a felon don't mean you're a psychopath.
Right.
And we had, just because more people die from hammers and knives than they ever will of guns, because it's the weapon of choice, it seems like, because if you look up the murder rate, I think it's hammers and knives. I'm not really sure. It's all political. Look, you got billionaires and trillionaires. You got the Illuminati. You got the Freemasons that are trying to control your world and take away your guns and buy your politicians off, like they have the Democratic Party and the GOP Party. We have to get rid of these tyrants and criminals who have swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they come around like Sheriff Cock and the rest of them and say, we didn't really mean that. It's still a good thing for us to rip you off with a permit. They need to be put in jail for charging you with a permit if now we know that it was wrong to do so. We need to get mocked of people that don't believe in the Constitution out of office, and Alabama better have to wake up, because we got liberal paid off billionaire paying these people off to come in and change our laws, just like with the vaccines that's killing people, the mask is coming off. All these things were lies because they want to control our lives and rip us off and control our tax dollars.
Hey, Ricky,
it's all about control.
This might be a bit of a personal question, but it fits with the story. Any chance you're a convicted felon?
No.
Okay. Are you an open carry guy or a concealed carry guy?
I promise you. I'm a sinner, and I know everybody has the same sin just like I do. The Word of God clearly is true if you read it.
I would argue that some felons are worse than other felons,
mm-hmm.
And some definitely should not be allowed to have a weapon. But we could probably go round and round on that.
Where do you draw that line?
Well, what I'm saying is, Sean, you can't. That's what the Democrats do. They come up with these
strongman arguments.
We should do this and shouldn't do this. Let me tell you something. Is it wrong for somebody to come in and rape your wife and kill your children? Is it wrong for that? Is it against the law for that?
It is against the law, Ricky.
It's against the law. Is it against the law to take away somebody's constitutional rights?
Yeah, I guess afforded by the Constitution. I mean, unless it's done legally, right? By amendment?
No, going around the question, is it illegally for police officers and mayors and governors to take away our constitutional rights?
Listen, my head is spinning. My children were just killed in your earlier example.
Straw man argument.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ricky.
The media is being used to propaganda, set up straw man arguments, just like Nick Saban bowing on Black Lives Matter, that all Black Lives Matter, unless we deal with the black people, we got ain't no lives matter. Well, I got news from God. Jesus Christ already done that. The Bible's already written. Love your neighbor as thyself. We have to understand the only ones that going to hurt from being took their guns away from our legal people that are trying to defend themselves.
One last question,
no
Ricky.
No problem following laws.
We're getting actually lots of texts asking. They want to know, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want. Phil asking, I'm curious, what does Ricky do for a living? Just wondering.
I'm a preacher and a minister, and I help orphans and widows all over the world.
Thank you, Ricky.
So I'm having to take care of her because she's 80 years old and she's almost bedridden. So I'm 24/7.
God bless you, Ricky.
For 20 years, I was over the road for about 20 years. Truck driver. I've had three different businesses. I've had money. I've been all over the world, traveled. But I was a wicked sinner with demons in me until God got them out of me in 1999 and filled me with His Holy Spirit. Now I am a child of God and serve Him. So I would never lie to y'all, and I pray for y'all to wake up to this. This is a great awakening that's happened for God to give us a chance to America to repent, turn back to God. Because that's where we're at. Our sins are just eating us, and our cities are crumbling because of crime and the love of money. And people need to wake up. This is our great awakening for God to maybe, grant us repentance and restore our nation as it was.
You know, and I think that the last time Ricky was on, we created the Ricky Quickie online.
Yeah, it did really well.
It looks like we've got everything we need for yet another Ricky Quickie.
God bless you, Ricky.
Thank you, buddy.
We appreciate the time.